I will look for a motion to reopen the city council meeting.
So moved.
Motion made and seconded to reopen the city council meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Looks like we've got employee wages, health insurance coverage.
Yeah, so if you...
2017 maybe?
Correct. So in the agenda under the city fee schedule, the last page, it'll be about, page right before the budget items to consider in the budget there. That'll give you the current wages and insurance for 16, and then insurance is broken down here for 2017 on the spreadsheet. We were at a HSA 2000 RX Plus. Now they've changed it to HSA 2250 RX Plus to apply to Obamacare. And with that change, deductibles went from 4,500 to family to 5,000. So deductibles now are 5,000 for family coverage. And as you can see the breakdown there for each, but I highly advise that when we're done with this meeting that these sheets are given back to me too, because there's age numbers on there. So basically what we had is with insurance was a 3.48% increase overall. That's assuming no changes from 16 to 17. So.
What, Jeremy, what's the actual percentage that the premiums went up this coming year over last year?
You can see on the right side there, where it shows, and it changes by age, so you can see the percentage numbers there. It'll be Health Partners 2016, Health Partner 2017. You see the age. Follow them rows from one year to another. It shows the percentage.
Because I guess I was hearing this thing that's going to go up 40% or 60%.
Yeah, I've heard 40 to 60 with a lot of
so
companies.
This is nothing, really.
No, compared to what's out there.
It was 3 years ago we got the biggest increase.
Yeah, it was 2 or 3 years ago when we got the big. And the reason why it is this year is because now your big companies have to comply with the Obamacare requirements.
None of it ever been proven. They're using it as an excuse to raise the rates.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping, with, Republicans in office, a lot of talk about repealing Obamacare, so... Next year is going to be interesting in many aspects.
And so you said that the deductible is now, instead of being 4,500, it's 5,000?
That's correct. Yep.
So one of the things that we were doing, we were stepping down that the amount we would contribute. Well, the deductible went up 500, I guess that takes care of doing the step down, unless the council still wants to step down. Because if we step down, then we would be doubling our efforts.
Yeah, the dorm was kind of preparing for us. Well, basically, for the insurance, it's kind of presented. I mean, there's nothing we can change.
Well, the only thing we could change is how much we contribute to the HSA. Right now, we're contributing $2,500.
Right.
If we wanted to, we could be ran, yes, go up or down.
Right.
That just shows us what the difference would be. And then 3.5% increase from year to year, that's not a bad increase when we're talking about health insurance.
Yeah.
You know.
Especially based on the last few years.
Yeah.
So basically, if the deductible went to $5,000, then that's a 50% HSA contribution. Mm-hmm. Well, it says insurance and wages. It's no longer here.
Yeah, we've always kind of done them as a whole.
In the past years, I don't care if it's 3.48 or if it's whatever, it's still money. Mm-hmm. And there aren't too many that can say they get a 3.5% increase.
If you look at it this way, and we're just talking about health insurance, circled on that. If we don't change anything, we keep the contribution the same and we go through the plan, we're increasing the cost of the city to the taxpayers by what? $1,260. So that's the cost of the taxpayers. Now is
extra.
Now, if we look at it from a standpoint as far as an increase for these guys, they're only seeing an increase that they're going to share of a little over $200 because they've seen their deductible go up by $500.
Which, true, if you don't know, I guess it depends on your medical history.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The $250 is money in the bank. If you don't have to use it, it's yours. You can use it years and years old.
So you think are you looking to you want to reduce that much?
No, I have no problem reducing it, but I've got a concern as to anything really big for wage hike.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
To me, it can't come from both. No.
I see what you're
saying. Yeah, that's why I say there's a budget that shows 3% wage increase.
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Yep. So, if you did, you know, 3.48 or 6.5. If you're, you know.
I see.
See where I'm coming from? It's money. Whichever way you look at it, it's money.
What does 3.5% come to over a year's time for a raise increase? Well, for either Jeremy or Greg.
Well, we only have 3%.
We only have 3, yeah, so I wouldn't recommend
going. Well, it's easy to figure if you got. If you got.
Oh, here, let me get a spreadsheet.
I'll just say, round up, say Jeremy, $5,000 a month. That times 3 and 15, it's $150 a month more.
Right.
So that's like another $16,000 a year?
No, 150.
Well,
times
150. Well, okay, yeah, 50. Okay. Well, I guess I would ask Jeremy, you know, if it was an either or situation, but more important, did the health care increase or the wage increase?
I mean, it's having good health care. I got kids, I got a family.
Yeah, you know. I guess that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg, too, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, I don't mean to be cheap, but I go to 3.48 like it says on the, you know, for health insurance. And I wouldn't go 3% on the, I'd give something, I'd probably give 1 or 1.5. But I wouldn't go 3.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there. A question I have for the council, in regards to where you're going down the road with that is, actually more directed for Council Modems, you seem to have a hang-up as far as the percentage of overall budget that is consumed by employees. I find it interesting that you're looking to okay this increase.
No, I'm not looking to okay. I didn't say that, Chris. I didn't.
You haven't rejected to anything. Huh?
Well, we haven't put it to a vote. I go along with Dick that having a 3 or 3.5% wage increase plus this 3.48% increase for healthcare, 6.5%. Yeah, I agree with the mayor that's pretty steep. 1%, yeah, I would probably go with the 1% wage increase. But, and Jeremy has said that healthcare is more important too. I mean, money's important as far as his wage is concerned. But because he's got a family and whatnot, that healthcare is very important to him.
No, I understand that.
But I just think, our budget, again, it's 12.5% what we're talking about. It's not going to be that much in the minute, the final figures are drawn. But just, that's insane to have that much of a budget increase. And we had, 10% last year?
No.
Or 5%, whatever it was.
7 or 16?
A little over 6.
Yeah.
Or is it a little over 5?
I mean,
6.3.
How much is it?
6.3.
Okay, so even if we go down to 10 this year, 16.3% over a 2-year period for a town that's got a budget of $450,000, that's just insane to me. I just got our tax statement today. Our taxes are proposed to go up $200 next year for that little dinky property that we've got.
Well, some of the recent increases is due to the fact that we didn't do any increases in previous years prior to that.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, there were a couple of years we did zero.
Yeah, there were. That was 2008, 2009 when it was the big, I believe.
Recession, had we
8 to 10, I think, is when that was, to be honest.
I thought that by first year on council and the second year on council, we didn't move the needle.
So maybe 2010 then, probably 10, 11.
The city learned because we never got ahead.
Yeah, I understand that.
And that's even the people that came up here, you gotta raise it some.
Go ahead.
You gotta, to keep things flowing.
No, I understand that.
But we don't have to, like the goals. You set it high, you can always come down.
Well, there was a stretch where it was very minimal over a 5-year period.
There's a stretch, sure, that the council did not when I was on the council.
Yeah, here's the goal.
Yeah.
I think we had a negative one.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring it up is, like I said, is that there is, you seem to have made the issue of how much the employees are paid in regards to the overall budget a big, big issue. And you also made an issue.
It's like 25%.
You also made an issue last year when we cut wages by 1.5%, even though it really wasn't a cut, but we only raised them by 1.5%.
And if you look at the budget at whole, it's $900,000, Mr. Odoms. Not 400. 400 some thousand is just the general fund. You have to account for all
and
accounts.
You're the, Jerry, you're the expert on that. I'm not going to quit.
So it ain't even 25%, so. I'm just verifying.
Yeah, I know. And that's the point. It's like, okay, I want to do what's good for the city and be a good steward in that regard, but I also don't want to make a decision here as a council and then have to get blasted about it when someone doesn't have their facts right to begin with. So I just want to make sure that you understand what we're doing here, so when you ultimately make the motion and then post something opposite on your website, that we don't have, then we're all in agreement here, and when people listen to the tape play back, they can understand that, okay.
But what was our budget last year? $440,000.
Yeah, the general fund.
Okay.
But you have to account all the funds when you're looking at all the expenses of the city. You have enterprise funds too that you have to account for.
Basically, the levy is on
which is typically another $300,000. And we all work with water, sewer, and storm water too. So it's not like my work is just in the general fund. It's spread out amongst all the funds. You know, and if you look at it this year, you know, we're at $900,000 total expenditures. You know, so you have to look at the totals page and then factor in the, you know, the totals and then what your employees are paid. You know, and two, on a note on that, and I think some would agree, but, you know, a lot of your overhead, you know,